I'm going to say five general things to start with to all the candidates, which I think might be good advice for the next round or next year's competition or whenever you have to do any debating or public speaking. And the first thing is, look at the room. Because when you come into a strange room, you need to work out its acoustic. And you need to think, what's the resonance in this room? Do I need to speak faster than normal or slower than normal? Do I need to raise the pitch of my voice or do I need to drop it? Because all those things will be affected by, particularly in here, this barrel ceiling. And if there's quite a long resonance, you'll have to slow down so that we can pick up on your words and they don't all wonderfully blend into each other like a cathedral choir. So you need to enunciate clearly in a room like this. And secondly, if you've practiced it at one speed, then know that when you come to stand up here and your heart rate goes up, it'll make you speak faster and you'll have to slow down. So it's very difficult to be too slow when you're public speaking, because your nerves will tend to make you go too fast. Third point, what we want is passion and conviction. You're here to fight your corner. You know that you're in competition with the others. You know that you want to win, and you've got to convince us. You know what the criteria are. We need to hear conviction in your voice. And I thought that all of you could have worked on that a bit more, to be absolutely convinced about what you're saying, and this for you is your local hero and the person you want to tell us all about. Fourth point, it's an argument. And in argument, you must use all the tools of the trade to try and convince your audience. I think there was only one speaker who actually went out of his or her way to demolish the opposition. And that's not a bad idea in a debate. You will say to me, why isn't so-and-so? I can tell you why. And off you go and demolish them. And the last thing is, use your body. We're not just heads and mouths. We need to use hand gestures and body movements because that animates the whole speech without being too much of the heavy clunking fist, which you all know about, but nevertheless have some small hand gestures. So those are five sort of general things.